longer for the story to come out, after which Edmund's memory would be, if anything, enhanced, and Sophia Trenchard's would be ruined. It was sad, really. Even she could see that. Anne looked at the wall of the gardens of Buckingham Palace as they drove by. How strange it was, the composition of their world. A young woman in her early 20s was the pinnacle of social ambition. To be in her presence was the very peak that men like James, clever men, talented men, high-achieving men, strove for as a crowning glory after a lifetime of success. And yet, what had she done, this girl? Nothing. Just been born. Anne was not a revolutionary. She had no desire for the country to be overturned. She didn't like republics, and she would be content to curtsy low before the Queen, should the chance ever arise. But she could still wonder at the illogic of the system that surrounded her. Oh, look! She's in London! Maria's eyes were staring upward. It was true. The royal standard was fluttering above the roof of the palace, at the back of the open courtyard, above the huge columned portico. Anne stared at the glazed carriageway beneath, which shielded the royal family as they clambered in and out of their coaches.